This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. Indigenous activists are asking former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper to drop out of the Democratic Senate primary over photos of him in what they say is imitative Native American clothing. Common Dreams reports a coalition of Indigenous women and their allies sent an open letter on Saturday outlining Hickenlooper's participation in a hunting competition where they say winners are dressed in war bonnets and losers must dress like quote-unquote squaws. The letter points out this ethnic slur is associated with sexual assault of Native North American Indian women. The one-shot antelope hunt has been a tradition in Wyoming for many decades. A 2012 video from Wyoming PBS shows the clothing being placed on the winners and losers by members of the Shoshone tribe. Other groups joined the letter, including Sunrise Movement, Converge Colorado, and the Indigenous Environmental Network. The latest controversy follows others, including a video that has surfaced showing Hickenlooper 6 years ago comparing a politician's schedule to working on a slave ship. The letter says he has shown a pattern of, quote, harmful behavior. The Ho-Chunk Nation in Wisconsin has permanently laid off an undetermined number of tribal employees. The tribe has several casinos in Wisconsin that have been affected by coronavirus closures and restrictions. In a video statement, Ho-Chunk President Myron White Eagle said the difficult decision is aimed at preserving the nation's financial health.
This is a hard road to recovery to where we were pre-pandemic. No one knows when we'll get back to those conditions. We hope to recall as many as employees as we can. But the future is uncertain.
White Eagle said laid-off employees are not eligible for health insurance through the tribe, but they can seek services with the state. He said tribal officials failed to approve a budget for the coming fiscal year, but instead are working with a bare-bones 60-day operating budget in the hopes of the financial picture improves. Navajo Nation leaders want New Mexico to end efforts to dismiss a landmark education case meant to address educational inequities in the state. President Jonathan Nez and Vice President Myron Leiser sent a letter to lawmakers expressing their opposition to a motion to dismiss the Yazzie Martinez lawsuit. Nez says Native students deserve an educational environment that prioritizes their culture and unique needs. A judge ruled in 2018 that New Mexico had denied English language learners, special education, Native American, and low-income students their constitutional right to a sufficient education. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports the state filed a motion in March to dismiss the suit because it claims it has met the requirements of the decision. The New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty, which is representing the Yazzie plaintiffs, argues the state's efforts have been piecemeal. In an op-ed in the Albuquerque Journal, they write there are still large inequities in access to reliable internet and technology, and they say there's still a lack of culturally and linguistically appropriate instructional materials, and there's a shortage of certified teachers. In Brazil, people mourned the death of Kayapo leader and rainforest defender Paulino Paiacan from COVID-19. Public Radio International reported Paiacan played a key role in the creation of tribal territory and ensuring indigenous rights were included in the country's constitution. The New York Times reports Paiacan traveled the world mourning of the destruction of the Amazon, appearing with celebrities like Sting. But in the early 1990s, he was accused of rape. Supporters claimed the charges were created to silence him. More than 300 indigenous people in the Amazon have died from COVID-19. The Guardian reports fears are rising. The virus will bring terrible losses of knowledge in tribal history, culture, and traditional medicine. Many indigenous leaders accuse the government of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro of failing to protect Brazil's indigenous people by delaying aid and forcing them to risk infection by traveling to nearby towns for help. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at RamonaFarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.